Coming up at the end of the month, we've got Halloween on October 31st. Let's face it, Australians need to get more involved with this. They really do.
Yeah, it's really not that big of a deal around Australia, and we want to kind of make it a big deal in central Queensland. And there's one lady, her name's Elaine from Rockhampton Ghost Tours, that do something pretty spooky that could be good for Halloween. We've got her right now. Hey, Elaine, how are you?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Very good. Now, tell us what line of work you find yourself in. What are some of the things you like to get up to on these ghost tours?
Well, we have two different types. We have the cemetery ghost tour, and we also have the city ghost tour. So two very vastly, would you believe, different tours. Cemetery, we go into a lot of the history and prominent people that are actually, that were in Rockhampton. And a headless ghost.
Ooh.
We actually deal with, and there's a little girl there at the moment who's actually smells like lavender.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we have a lady that also smells like eucalyptus, which was with us on Friday night, just gone. So I think it was about five times we all smelt the whole group. That was about 20 of us smelt eucalyptus. So it's a really cool job.
How did you know that these spots are haunted? Do you just have a pop quiz online?
No, I've been a paranormal investigator since I was 16. I'm now 49, so I've been doing it for a little while. And I'm not a Rockhampton girl, and I came to Rockhampton 4 years ago, and I pretty much knew that this place here was probably one of the active places I've ever been to in my whole life, and I've been all around the world investigating, and it was just amazing. I think the first thing I did, it was an early morning, and I went for a walk around the city, and I was walking down one of the old lanes there, and all of a sudden I got pushed in the back, and I went, all right, something's going on here. And then I got my equipment out the next night, went for a walk, dragged my poor husband along, and it was just phenomenal. It's probably one of the best investigations I've ever done my whole life. And I went, well, this is it. This is a place I have to actually do my tours, because it's been something that's been on the back of my mind for a long, long time. I just haven't found the right place. But I think Rockhampton found me.
So are you saying that Rockhampton is one of the most haunted towns in Australia?
I've been pretty much to every town in Australia, and as I said, I've been to Russia, and that was pretty full on. But compared to Russia, it comes a close, very close first.
Wow.
Really.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a little exciting, but spooky all at the same time. And you do run cemetery tours. The South Cemetery Tour is just $32 per person. The City Ghost Tour is $25 per person, which is a great deal. If someone's interested, how can they get in contact with you?
They can either give me a call, which is on our Facebook page. That's Rockhampton Ghost Tours. They all have to put that in the search bar, and or they can go onto our website, which is www.rockhamptonghosttours.com.au, and all information is on there as well.
And we want to get scaring in the lead up to Halloween, so we've got something very special planned with yourself too.
Yes, it's very exciting. So we've got a competition going for 10 lucky winners with their friends or partners. It's actually on the Thursday night. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure the actual spirits of the cemetery are looking forward to it.
Oh, yes, that is right. We will be running a competition over the next couple of weeks. More details in the next few minutes about how you can score tickets. But Elaine from Rockhampton Ghost Tours, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.